Behind the Shield is brought to you by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association. Show us how you are Windsor proud by visiting the Alumni Association's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. Share your U Windsor memory or post a photo from your time on campus. For more information, visit uwindsor.ca/alumni.
Hello, Lancer family. Welcome to the first ever Lancer Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to be with you today to share some exciting information with what's going on in the Lancer Recreation Department. My name is Julia, and I have Lydia here with me. We will get to our introductions very shortly. But first, we are going to share what the Lancer Reconnect podcast really is. So it's a great way to stay up to date on the latest Lancer Recreation news and events. Our goal is to provide an environment and resources to help student well-being through fitness, mental health, social connections, team building, and much more. So we're going to get into some of these awesome things today and give you some more information. As I said, we're going to be introducing ourselves. So my name is Julia Braille, and I am the intramurals coordinator with Lancer Recreation. I've been in this role for a little over a year now, but prior to getting into this position, I was a student at Windsor. I did my undergrad in HK and also my master's in HK. I also played on the varsity soccer team for 5 years here, and I'm very excited to be a part of this department. I definitely bleed blue and gold, have a lot of Lancer pride, and I'm very excited to share some awesome programs with you today. We also have Lydia here, who I will let introduce herself.
Yeah, good morning, Julia. So I am the Forge Fitness Center. I'm the current student supervisor, filling in this position until a full-time staff member can be hired. I am in my fourth year of HK. Not sure what I'm going to do yet at the end of the year, figuring that out still. But I'm very grateful to be in this role. I just started in this role in the past. I've been just a Forge personal trainer for about a year and a half. So it's a new role to me. We'll see how it goes.
Awesome. Thanks for being here today, Lydia, and for being with us all summer. We'll kind of get into later all of the amazing work that Lydia has done. But first, we'll talk a little bit about our fall programs this semester, what we've got for students throughout the fall, and how they can get involved. So first, we'll talk about our free virtual classes available on Microsoft Teams. So we're super excited to be offering these classes once again for free to all of our students. It's very easy to sign up for the classes. So you'll see a link on our social media, our website. We try to get it out there as much as possible. Once you click that link, you'll see a screen that looks like this, the left picture there. That has all of the classes. You pretty much choose whatever one you want. We have HIIT classes, yoga class, you name it. There's a wide variety of classes that we have on there. Once you register, you'll be emailed a link within seconds, and basically on the day and time of the class, you click that link and you join your virtual workout. Now, I know Lydia was an instructor throughout the summer through Lancer Pump, I think your class was called, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And most likely will be teaching again, hopefully later on this fall. So Lydia, maybe if you want to just discuss kind of your experience on how the virtual teaching went. I know you probably weren't used to that before, but your experience with teaching the classes and what students can kind of expect and look forward to.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, definitely a learning experience. I had fun teaching the class. I know the people that were in my class every week. I taught on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I know the people that were there every week really enjoyed it, and I know you get a lot more out of it if you stick with it every week. So I really encourage everybody to, if they see class that sounds interesting to them, try it out. If it wasn't as great as they thought it would be, try a different one. And then if you liked it, keep going with it. Most of them, if you are in the dorms, you should be able to do them from your dorms. I taught the class from my living room. You don't need a lot of space to do most of these classes. And we try to offer some different things so that everybody has something that they can keep up with and enjoy.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know I took a lot of your classes and some of the other classes as well. And research shows that it's easier to work out when you're with others. So even though it's virtually, it definitely helps keep students motivated. There's a wide variety, so you're not just doing the same thing every day. It's a great way to stay fit through these definitely difficult and challenging times. So it's awesome, and we look forward to seeing more of your classes in the future.
Yeah, it's definitely great that there's a little more accountability than just having your own weights at home and having to go do your own workout, where you have a little less guidance and nobody to work out with and nobody holding you accountable.
Absolutely. So make sure you go to our website, our social media, click this link right here, register for as many classes as you want. And we look forward to seeing you soon in these virtual classes. We will move on to another awesome program that we have for students this semester. We launched our intramural esports this spring and summer when we were no longer able to do our in-person intramurals, and it kind of took off from there. So we are once again offering fall esports leagues. It was free for students in the summer. This time we put a little bit of a different twist on it. So it's not technically free, but what it is a $5 payment per student. And then whoever wins that particular league will take home all of the registration money. So let's say you register for the FIFA Soccer PlayStation League. If there's 10 people that register in that league, 10 times 5, the winner will take home $50. So just to spice it up a little bit, to make it a little bit more intriguing and interesting, we added the money component in there. So best of luck to our registrants so far. Basically, how you register is through the IM League site. You'll go to imleagues.com/Windsor and you'll see all of our leagues listed there. Now, the registration deadline was actually the end of September last week. However, students can still join the leagues if they wish. If you didn't hear about it, you're just hearing about it now, it's not too late, don't worry. You can just shoot me an email. I'll get to our contact info kind of at the end. But if you would like to join the leagues, just shoot me a message. I can register you even though the registration deadline has passed. After that, you'll go to the ActiveNet site online. You'll pay your $5 and you're officially in the league. So there's one game per week. It's a great way to stay connected to other students, to the intramural sports during this weird time of physical distancing. And it's a great way to stay involved in campus life as well. So if anybody is interested, feel free to reach out. The leagues will run throughout the semester. And I believe we're going to be having a Champions Day virtually at the end of November. So it's an awesome opportunity that we're very excited about. So we're going to move on now to, I think, the most pressing news that everybody is hoping to hear about. And that is the reopening of the St. Denis Center. So today is September 28th, and I don't believe this podcast will be posted for about another week or so. However, some breaking news. We hope to be reopening the building within the week. And if it's not within the week, it's going to be very soon. So we're very excited about that. However, there's a lot of things that we need to cover before we can just open the doors. And there's a lot of things that participants need to know before they want to come and work out. So we're going to talk to you about that a little bit today so that we're all aware and knowledgeable so that everything runs smoothly when the building is open. So the first step to reserve a workout time. First, you are going to make a reservation on the IM League site. So I talked about IM Leagues for our intramural esports. There's also another side of the site that allows you to make a reservation for the gym. You'll see that here, the top left, there's an intramurals tab and a facility reservations tab. I drew a not so great arrow to try to bring your attention to that. But once you click facility reservations, you can see that there's a calendar tab and a reservation spaces tab. You can make your appointment through either of these. They do the same thing at the end of the day. The calendar will just take you to the days and times. The reservation spaces will just list all of the spaces that are available to be booked. So either way, you'll end up at the same place in the end. You will have to make an IM Leagues account if you do not have one already. few questions. You put your information in there. It won't take you very long. And then after that, you can make your reservation. Once you do that, you will receive a confirmation email that says, yes, you are booked for this day and this time. Make sure you receive that email. Otherwise, we won't have a record of your appointment. Step two, once you have reserved on IAM Leagues, you are going to complete the COVID screening on the Safe Lancer app. Now, this applies to anybody who is coming to campus for the day. They need to fill out the Safe Lancer app. So the app looks like that. You can get it for free in the App Store. And once it's downloaded, you'll see on the main screen the thing that you have to press to get to the questionnaire, the COVID questionnaire. It doesn't take long. It's only a few questions. And once you fill that out, if you are approved, you will see a screen that looks like this, this image on the right. You basically just show that to the front desk the day of your reservation, and you're good to go. So you're going to have your IAM Leagues reservation, and you're going to have the Safe Lancer questionnaire. Make sure you have that prepared to the front desk so that things can go quickly and smoothly on the day of your reservation. All right, step three, the final step. So if your appointment is at 9 a.m., make sure you show up a little bit beforehand so that you can get all of these steps done and actually be working out at your reserved time. You don't wanna be wasting time at the front desk. We wanna make sure you can utilize all of your workout time. So show up a little bit before and make sure that you have a mask with you as well. You're gonna have to wear a mask through the entirety of your booking. So make sure you bring it and make sure it covers both your mouth and your nose. Some people get a little bit confused with that, but make sure you're wearing a mask and that it's covering all of your face. So a few other things to remember upon booking your reservation time. So as I mentioned, your IAM Leagues reservation in the Safe Lancer app, have that ready to go. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose. Always keep 6 feet or 2 meters distance from others, kind of like anywhere else that we're going these days. Make sure that you keep your distance from others. You're gonna have to follow the guidelines and instructions of all the signage and the requests of the staff members. So there's gonna be signs on the doors and the walls and stickers on the floor. It's really, really important that you follow these guidelines just to keep everyone safe. And as well, the staff is there to keep you safe also. So make sure we're listening to their instructions also. Of course, as with anywhere, please, if you are sick, make sure you stay home, get better, and then come back and see us when you're feeling well. If you're using equipment, make sure you sanitize it before and after using it so it's safe for you and it's safe for others who are using the equipment after you. Frequently wash and sanitize your hands. So there'll be a lot of sanitizer pumps all over the facility, so make sure you utilize them. Keep those hands clean, and that's a great way to ensure that everything that we come into contact with stays clean as well. Lastly, the washrooms will be open. However, there's a 2-person limit in the washrooms. So make sure before going in that it's not past the 2-person limit. If there are 2 people in there already, make sure you just line up, wait your turn, wait for someone to leave before entering. We just want to make sure we're not crowding these spaces. So now, Lydia, I know you kind of, through this long and difficult summer, had a lot to do with the planning and the reopening of the St. Denis Center. So I know it definitely wasn't an easy task, and this was uncharted territory for a lot of us. So I don't know if you kind of want to talk to us a little bit about what went into the planning, how it was kind of dealing with all of this uncertainty. And now that we're actually very close to the finish line, how does that feel?
It's great to be so close to opening. Definitely all summer long, it was like, okay, we have this one thing done. Now we have to do the next thing. Oh wait, that thing we just finished, we got to change it. So it was a lot of going back and forth and redoing things or making multiple copies of something in case a different version wasn't okay, and then going to the higher ups and getting approval from the university. So great to be pretty much done all of that. I want to talk a little bit about what it's going to look like when you enter the building now. It's very different. If you've been in the St. Denis before and you know what it looks like, it's not going to look exactly the same. At the moment, we're only doing one-way traffic. So you're going to come into the building and make a right, go down the small hallway that's right behind the front desk. If you're going to the forge, you go into the forge. If you're going into the field house, where all of our machines will be, then you just go right into the field house. All of the forge is full of all of our free weights. I shouldn't say full because it's looking a little empty right now. Most of the equipment, all of the machines is in the field house for you to use. There is one-way traffic going up and down the aisles of machines. You are also able to use the indoor track if you wanted to go for a run or just an indoor walk on a cold day. If you have an appointment, you can. You don't have to use the equipment we have. You're also free to use that as well. And then as for the one-way traffic, if you're coming from the field house to the forge, typically you would just walk between the two. At the moment, you're going to have to go all the way through the field house and then come back around and down that hallway again, just to maintain the one-way flow of traffic, keep everything socially distanced, and be socially responsible. I think that's mainly it. Removing all of the equipment and rearranging everything, it was a lot of work, but if you get the chance to take a look at it, I hope you'll be impressed with what we've come up with.
That's awesome. We appreciate all of your hard work, definitely. We're excited to also be at the finish line and get to see this finished product and get to be in the St. Denis Center working out again. I think one thing just to reiterate is just it's so important to follow the instructions of signage and of the staff members, all of the hard work that you put in. It was definitely not easy making that plan. So it's vitally important that people are listening to the instructions to make sure that the plan actually works and that everybody is safe. So thank you very much. And we're super excited to see you soon at the St. Denis Center. Moving on, we have one more thing to cover. We want to talk a little bit about equity, diversity, and accessibility. So hopefully you've seen this logo on our social media. We've been trying to get it out there as much as possible. But with everything that has been going on lately in the world, our department needed to kind of take a stand and step up when it comes to this matter. So as a whole, the Department of Human Kinetics has created an anti-racism subcommittee. They've created a statement. They've put it on their website. It's on our website as well. But basically, we want to ensure that we truly hear the voices of those who have so bravely spoken up around the world, across our campus, and within our faculty. So this was definitely something that we wanted to take action on as soon as possible. As I said, the HK statement can be found on our website. But as a whole, we are one HK family. Lancer Rec felt that it was also necessary to take some action within our own little department as well. So we also created a working group in Lancer Recreation that has been established to help examine issues of equity, diversity, and accessibility, and develop a plan for improvements in these areas. So we've been sharing a lot of resources on our social media, trying to educate, spread awareness. Both Lydia and I are a part of this working group, and we've definitely been learning a lot and trying to make some real change in our department so far. Lydia, do you want to kind of speak to what it's been like so far, the work that we've been doing, and kind of what's next?
Yeah, so what's next for us is kind of building a plan around intentional hiring practices. I know from people I've spoken to, some of them have kind of mentioned to me they don't feel comfortable coming and working out at the Forge. They don't see a lot of people that looks like them. That's not okay with me. We're a very diverse community here on campus, and the gym does not always reflect that. That needs to change, so we're working on changing that. Our working group is just kind of to examine our own policies and see where we can make intentional changes to fix the issues that we weren't trying to make it a problem, but maybe it was a problem. So seeing where we can grow and making that happen as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of us know that this change isn't going to happen overnight, but we are definitely committed to this change. And we want to keep the conversation going as long as possible. And like you said, we want to make a lasting change so that all those who want to come to our building and work out and be part of our programs, they feel welcomed and they feel comfortable as well. So it's definitely something that's always going to be a work in progress, but we are proud to be working on it for sure. Stay tuned for more updates on that as well on our social media pages. So to kind of sum things up a little bit, we talked a lot about our programs, what's going on in the department. But if you have any questions about anything that we talked about today, feel free to reach out. If you go to our website, golancers.ca, on the recreation side, you can see all of the emails of our staff members if you wanted to contact someone, if you had any questions. We're also pretty responsive on our social media pages as well. So follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can also reach out with us on questions on there. Share your experience. If you're participating in classes, we would love to see you share your stories and connect with us through social media. During a time of physical distancing, social media is a great way to stay connected. So we definitely want to see you and hear you through this difficult time. This podcast hopefully will be a pretty cool monthly thing that we do. So we're going to release more information on that when we have more episodes coming your way. But you can basically listen to it anywhere that you listen to your podcasts, whether that's Apple Music, Spotify, etc. We also hope to maybe get it up on our Instagram as well. We want to spread the word as much as possible. And as you can see from the image here, we do have a new Lancer Athletics and Recreation app. And this app is a great way to stay involved on pretty much everything that's going on condensed into one location. So if it's programs, if it's Lancers for Anti-Racism, reopening of the St. Denis Center, you can pretty much find all of that within one place. So make sure you download that app. It's for free in the Apple or Play Store. We'll send you notifications when there's any news that we think you should know. So there's lots of different ways to reach out and to contact us. And we're super excited to connect with you all this fall. Even though it's a time of physical distancing, we cannot be more excited about what's going on with Lancer Recreation. And we're excited for a great semester. Lydia, thank you for being with me today. Thank you for all of the work that you've put in this summer and also throughout this fall. We're super excited to get back into the building. And we're definitely excited to give you podcast number 2 coming soon.
Have a great day, everyone. I hope to see you around campus. Thank you for listening. Hopefully I get to see you soon in person, Julia.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Soon enough. Thank you, Lancer family. We'll see you soon. Stay safe and take care.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Shield, proudly sponsored by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association.